going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jed's in charge. I'm going on a bender.
Jed Hoyer.
Jed Hoyer, man, what a story that is.
Chicago Cubs president of baseball operations.
You got to get better. And then we should try to be building 90-win teams here. I mean, you know, like that's like what you have to do to, you know, that's playoff standard.
World Series champion general manager.
The key to this whole operation is going to be building that scouting and player development machine. The Cubs way.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Jed Hoyer.
Should we count my no comments on this question? Yeah. See how many we get to in 6 months.
Jed Hoyer with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Jed Hoyer is sponsored by the all-new Toyota on Edens in Northbrook. Visit toyotaonedens.com. It's our pleasure to bring in the president of baseball operations of the Chicago Cubs, Jed Hoyer, here on The Score. Jed, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Things have been going really well for your team, even when they haven't had slug. How satisfying is that to see that your team is so well-rounded?
Yeah, no, it's been a good run for us. And, you know, obviously early in the season, we were scoring, you know, a ton of runs. And, you know, I think we have a really good offense, but some of those numbers were probably unsustainable. And you have to be able to win in a lot of different ways. And I feel like the last couple homestands, the wind has blown in a little bit against the Rockies, against the Pirates. And, you know, we've been able to win some games, you know, in different ways with pitching and defense. And that is gratifying because you're right. You can't just win one way. You have to be able to win a lot of ways. And we've sort of done both.
Talking to Ryan Brazier in the clubhouse the other day, guy was on the 2018 Red Sox and last year's Dodgers, who both won titles. He said he has not been on a team that fields it and runs the bases as well as this one. That's high praise.
No, it is. And it really is a credit to the coaches and the players. But our coaches are super well prepared. I think they're, you know, really taking advantage of little things the defense does. I thought like our double steal in the 10th inning was this really great preparation by the coaching staff the other day. And so we've been running the bases hard. And I think you need to on the days that the wind blows in. You have to be aggressive. And we've been more aggressive on those kind of days than on days we can slug. So that's great to hear. It is a really good defensive team. Obviously, the guys up the middle have just been fantastic. And having that, you know, defensive spine, so to speak, has really allowed us to play a lot of clean games.
Now that Craig is a year and a half in with the whole operation and kind of knowing how things work, what would you say has been his strength? And can you, as someone that's in charge of the baseball ops, see it more clearly now this season than maybe last season?
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly more comfortable. You know, he changed the staff a little bit based on some of his recommendations. So I think the staff is more reflective of what he wants. I think that if you look at the way we're playing this year in terms of how we're running the bases and how we're playing defense, I think it's more reflective of what he wants. And so, yeah, I think certainly having him here for a full year, getting him a chance to see what we do and then and make some real recommendations that has really been helpful. So, yeah, he's certainly more comfortable. And I think, and as a result, more effective. And I'd say in terms of his biggest strength, I mean, obviously he's incredibly bright and I think he makes great decisions in game and he's really well prepared, but I think his steadiness is really remarkable. It's hard to tell after games we won or lost is based on his reaction. He knows that, you know, this is a 162 game marathon. You have to, you know, be steady. And I think I can't imagine anyone more steady than him from on a day-to-day basis.
Has he affected the way that you think about managing a bullpen from a roster perspective during the course of the year, now that you guys are working together on that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is I feel total confidence that if we bring someone in, he's going to deploy them the right way. And he's willing to throw guys right in the fire, which I think is important that he trusts the guys down there. I think you've seen almost every guy in our bullpen pitch in a significant spot. You know, I remember when we acquired Drew Pomeranz, it was, you know, a small deal with Seattle, and, you know, he threw him kind of right in high leverage situations. And I think that the players feel that trust that he'll put him in big spots. And I think it means a lot for us that, you know, if we acquire somebody, you know, based on, you know, he's part of the process. He knows what the scouts say. He knows what the analytics are. And so he understands the player and he's willing to deploy those guys in the right spot right away.
Boy, that's interesting because that makes all the sense in the world. A guy who's done the job and is a part of that, because the roster churn and the role churn in the bullpen has seemed very aggressive and well done this year. Since April 19th, it's the best bullpen ERA in baseball. It's kind of amazing considering how it started.
Yeah, I mean, it is stabilized really well. And listen, bullpens, they're volatile. You know, there's ups and there's downs, but it's been an impressive run for these guys. They've been throwing strikes. They've been attacking guys. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to give those reinforcements, because I always say there's just sort of there's no completion. There's no finish line when it comes to a bullpen. That there's always going to be, you know, injuries. There's always going to be volatility. And it's our job to try to keep finding guys. And, you know, the nice thing is, like I said, knowing that when we do find those guys, like, he'll be part of the process, and then he'll also deploy them the right way. I think that goes a long way towards having an effective bullpen.
Yeah, speak on a couple of guys specifically in the bullpen. What was you guys' plan to get Ryan Pressly right? Because what he's done since being taken out of some of the high-leverage situations has been impressive enough to end up back in the high-leverage situations.
Yeah, well, I'll give, you know, Tommy Hotovy and the pitching guys a lot of credit. You know, when he struggled against the Giants in that game, I feel like in some ways that was, I don't want to say coming, but it was something that it was led to by the fact that he was striking out at that point. I think it was like 7 or 8% of the batters he was facing, which is just too low to pitch late in the game. The ball was in play too much, and whenever the ball's in play that much, there's, you know, a lot of balls end up being hits. And so I feel like, you know, he wasn't striking out guys before that game. That game happened. I think, you know, give Ryan a lot of credit and our pitching guys credit. They sort of redoubled their efforts to figure out, you know, how to incorporate more swing and miss and get back closer to his career norms. And I think since that game, it's around 23% strikeout rate. So he's really improved significantly since then. And you're right. I think he's, give him credit for, you know, pitching well and earning his way back to pitching high leverage. He pitched 3 in a row the other day, all in big spots, and did a nice job. So he deserves a lot of credit for sticking with it and making real improvements.
We have been discussing as a show, Spiegs and I have been talking about Daniel Palencia, and he's four-seamer slider primarily. And we've both been like, is there a tertiary pitch? And should that pitch be a changeup because of how good his four-seamer is? Or should it be like a splitty to go with it? When you see someone with that type of arm talent and he's being effective with two pitches, do you push for a third pitch or do you let him come to you with the idea of a third pitch?
Yeah, he does have a split that he doesn't throw very often. I think, you know, he was a starting pitcher. You know, so he has the ability to throw, you know, different pitches. But ultimately, I think simplifying his attack plan has been the best way to sort of get him in the strike zone and get him consistent. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, he's throwing, you know, north of 100. He's throwing strikes. I think sometimes that simple approach is enough, honestly. So yes, I think obviously you want to continue to refine, continue to improve. It would be great if he could get to a point of comfort where he would throw, you know, throw the splitter in some of those situations. But right now, I think the biggest focus is on, you know, he's throwing 100 and he's in the strike zone. We're going to be okay. And I think that's been the focus. And I think Daniel and the pitching guys have done a really good job of getting him there.
It's quite an origin story to how he became a Cub. And then now here he is closing games. It's kind of an example of how bullpens work in modern baseball, isn't it? It's a remarkable route for Palencia.
Oh, absolutely. And I give our pro scouts, our analysts a lot of credit. I mean, he was a guy that we got, you know, for Andrew Chafin at the deadline, and it was kind of an unheralded move. And, you know, he went to the minors and was a starter. And it is, in some ways, it's how it happens, right? The, you know, guy with this kind of arm talent probably wasn't quite consistent enough in some ways to be a starter, but you put him in the bullpen, and there were some ups and downs, but he stuck with it really well. Our guys have stuck with him, and it's fun to watch him have success right now.
It is. It's fun to see the success team-wide of what you guys have done, and we're getting close to the halfway mark. Do you feel like you know what this team's identity is?
I think the identity of this team, I think, is I think we play really clean baseball and we have really good at bats. And I think that's the most important thing, right? I think we're fourth in the league and lowest walk rate as a pitching staff. I think the ball, we don't have a huge swing and miss staff. We generally throw strikes. The ball's in play. Our guys, we have really good defenders. And I think we run the bases hard. And I think, you know, the at bat quality has been good. So I'm mostly impressed with the consistency of the group in terms of showing up prepared to play night after night. You know, you're going to have your ups and downs. But it's not going to be because of preparation. They're going to come trying to play a clean game that night defensively and trying to have good at bats. I think we've done that remarkably well. And I think that does start with Craig.
We are talking to Jed Hoyer right here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show on The Score. Are you upset with your former employee and friend, well, I don't know if he's a former friend, Craig Breslow, for making the Giants better in the National League playoff race? Because, boy, they seem to be kind of a beast now with that Devers kid.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think, you know, I know Brez incredibly well. I know Buster a little bit. I think both guys are really competitive. I think both guys feel like they made their organization better with that move. And I think both things can be completely true. But, yeah, certainly the National League, you know, this continues to get more and more depth and more good players. And that's just what we have to contend with. But I do think that, you know, like I said, I know Brez felt, you know, incredible conviction that was the right move to make them better. I think, you know, he's really competitive. He wants to win. I think he feels like this is the best avenue to that. And I think that makes a lot of sense for them to do that.
He had some really thoughtful humility yesterday on the record about learning from the Devers situation on the personal level about like how to communicate with players and that kind of thing. I bet you could relate on a human level to that stuff.
It's hard. You know, I think that, you know, obviously he hasn't been there for a long time. I feel like one of the advantages, I think, of being in a place for a long time is, you know, you not only could we acquire these players, but we've watched a lot of these players develop and grow up. And so you build those relationships, and those are easier when you're here for a long time. When you just get to a place and people are established, I think that's a little bit harder to do. So, I mean, I think Brez is pretty incredible executive and incredible mind, and he's going to be really good at this job for a long time. But it's good to hear that, you know, he's still learning. And I think that, you know, this was a very complicated situation in a lot of ways and not an easy one to deal with.
So what are the chances that they end up better, kind of like the Nomar trade in 2004, Jed?
Well, I think that was the calculus, obviously. You know, I think whether that happens all in 2025 or in the future. I mean, they've got a really good young core of players. I feel like that there's definitely an organization with the arrow up. And I think that was the calculus for them is that, you know, obviously I think they feel like they can still compete this year, but I think, you know, obviously they felt like they can redeploy that money and that position really well going forward. And like I said, they've got a ton of young talent. So I think that they're definitely an organization that's in a really healthy place.
It worked for you and Theo in 2004 is all I'm saying, you know? So why not?
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, that was, I give Theo all the credit in the world. I mean, that was such an unbelievably unpopular decision. And they have told the story a lot of times. I remember, you know, I think I was pretty naive. We just felt like it was the right baseball decision. Our defense was terrible and we needed to improve our defense. And I, you know, in my, my naivete, that's sort of how I viewed it. And you know, we made the trade and then, you know, all of a sudden like the ramifications of you just traded away this iconic player in Boston. And, you know, Theo had to wear that. And I remember watching him go through it and seeing just how lonely it was to wear it, you know, during that period. And it took us like 2 weeks to really to start to play well. The first 2 weeks of August, we still kind of muddled around. And then finally in mid-August, we took off and never looked back. But it was the right decision. And frankly, I've said this a number of times that, you know, that deal today would be like, yeah, of course you did that. Because our defense was really poor and we needed to improve our defense. And but back then with defensive numbers being like really rudimentary, people didn't view it that way at all. And so it's funny to look at it through the lens of now, which that deal is pretty logical. But back then it was really radical and no one wanted to hear about how you just improved the defense.
Well, Jed, what's that anxiety like for an executive when you make a move and you're like, look, we need this move maybe to work out for us right now versus down the road? When those types of situations comes up, how much antacid are you taking?
I mean, I've said this a lot. I think that the deals that I've made that I had the most conviction on, like, I think that, you know, ultimately, like, you know, the trading the core in 2021, I mean, it was brutally hard. And I was obviously here when we won the World Series. I know how much those players meant to the organization. I also felt incredible conviction that we needed to move forward. And we needed to, you know, acquire some young talent for the organization. So, you know, I had the conviction to do it, but it didn't mean that the backlash wasn't difficult. There's a lot of really difficult days after those trades. And that's something that's the job, right? You have to make these hard decisions. I think Brez felt really convicted that he had to make this decision. And like I said, I give him a ton of credit. I mean, I look at it the same way when I look at like Nico Harrison with the Mavericks. You know, whether or not he made the right or wrong decision, that's not for me to argue. But having the strength to make the decision and believe in it, I think that to me is really impressive, because you know you're going to face a tremendous backlash. And ultimately, like I know he believed he was doing the right thing for the Mavericks, and I think that takes a lot of strength.
To go back to specifically the Devers deal, you guys had to do something, I guess, similar, not the same, where with Saya, you had to say, look, we're getting Kyle Tucker, and we probably need you to play a little bit more DH than you'd like to. How difficult was that conversation, and how happy are you that it's worked out seemingly for everybody?
Yeah, well, Matt, you know, I think that helped knowing the player. Like, you know, we brought Saya in. We had Craig and I got on the phone with him. You know, we had Zooms with him in Japan to talk about it and to make it clear. And I think that because we had the relationship, I think that was something that we were able to do. And I think it's worked out really well. And he is playing. I think we're trying to get Kyle and Ian off their feet and give Saya days in the outfield. And he's done a great job with it and he's having a great year. But I do think we benefited from having the relationship, but we were very straightforward and very transparent about the situation. And I think Saya handled it really well.
Do you think a deal like the Devers one could jumpstart the market? What does it feel like in terms of the time frame of the trade market for this season now?
Probably a one-off deal. I don't think it jumpstarts the market, but I think, you know, there's, as you start to get into this time of year, there's more conversations that are happening, and it just sort of keeps ramping up and ramping up. And usually there's a lot of talk around the draft. People in this industry generally talk around the draft anyway, so that there's always a lot of chatter around draft time, and then really right after. I mean, it's almost like as the draft ends, I feel like that really kicks into gear, and that's sort of how it's worked the last few years.
You guys made the Samardzija and Hamill for Addison Russell trade on the 4th of July. made the Jose Quintana acquisition on the 13th of July. So you've got some experience with early moves. Does this team and this situation warrant you thinking on the earlier side?
Yeah, I know if deals are there and transactions are there, I think certainly you're right. I mean, every turn through the rotation or every outing that you get extra out of a player adds value. So it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, when we were on the sell side, we were very aware of that. You mentioned a few of those deals. I think that the deal that we traded Matt Garza like 2 or 3 weeks before the deadline as well. We were pretty aware of that, and we felt like we could always get a little bit extra value out of teams if we were willing to act early. And sometimes, you know, some of the sellers haven't declared themselves. So if you're a seller it was clear that we were sellers, it made sense to kind of jump the market and rather than wait for the market to get flooded as we got closer to the deadline. So we were pretty aware of that as a seller. And, you know, I think as a buyer, certainly it makes sense that if the prices aren't, you know, prohibitive, it makes sense to make an earlier deal rather than a later deal.
If you talk to pretty much any baseball executive this time of year, they're going to say, we need more pitching. And they're not going to be wrong. Everyone needs pitching and could use a little bit more. And I know that you've gone on the record and talked about that too, that's something that you might be looking for inside of a trade market. That being said, the moves that you guys have already made, and considering that Justin Steele has been down and Shota has been down for a big portion of the season, when you look at the way that your rotation has reacted to this, does it change your mind at all? Or do you say, like, let's continue to bolster them?
I think they're separate things. Like, I'm super proud of the way this rotation has pitched. I mean, I think our two highest projected pitchers, you know, one's been out for the year, the other's been out since really like around May 4th, and they've responded really well. You know, Talion's been terrific, and Boyd's been terrific, and, you know, Cade has come up and pitched well, and, you know, I think, you know, Ben's had been a little bit up and down, and Colin has been really steady, and I give those guys so much credit for that. But all that said, I just think that, you know, the way the game is played now, you've got to just continue to add pitching when you can. So, yeah, there's a reason that all these teams are saying they need pitching, is because I think everyone has the sense that you can't have enough depth. And also the rules have changed, right, where you can't make the waiver deals you used to be able to make in August. And so you're a little bit more shut once the deadline passes on July 31st, and that's your – like those are your pitchers. You can't go out in the same way you used to be able to do that in August and find somebody. So, yeah, you have to acquire as much depth as you can, and I think we'll be certainly looking for that.
What's the latest on Shota?
He's going to pitch later this week for Iowa, and then we'll sort of reevaluate. But he's made two rehab starts for in Arizona. He threw 4 innings on the 14th. I think he threw 44 pitches and then threw a bunch in the bullpen. So, no, he's on track. And like I said, he'll pitch for Iowa later this week, and then we'll kind of reevaluate.
Not that you guys would rush him, but does it help to not rush him because you guys have been so good?
We haven't rushed him. We want to make sure we get him right and get him healthy. And I'm excited to get him back. I think not only is he really good, but he also provides innings that are super valuable. And, you know, in today's game, when you can get 6 or 7 innings out of your starter, it helps rest your bullpen. And so, you know, I think that's been something that I think our guys have done a better job of that lately. But, you know, we had a stretch where our guys were kind of going 5 innings, and that makes it really hard to get 12 outs a night out of your bullpen. And, you know, we're excited to get Shota back, but, you know, we haven't rushed him. And ultimately, I think we'd be better for that.
All right, just be honest. Last thing, Jed. Has anybody sent to you, or have you seen Jim Bowden's ridiculous trade proposal from the Cubs for Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins? Have you seen this one yet today?
I don't read that stuff.
It's not what I asked. Did anybody send it to you yet? Because
no.
Would you like to know? Would you like to know what Jim has proposed? All right, thank you. Here it comes. Right-handed pitcher Cade Horton, outfielder Owen Casey, outfielder Kevin Alcantara, and shortstop Ronnie Cruz. All four of those guys for Sandy Alcantara. What's he smoking?
I think the trade deadline is sort of like the NFL draft in the sense it almost becomes its own industry.
Yep.
You know, I know that a lot of people have opinions about what people should do. And listen, I think it's fun. I like the fact that people are always talking about the trade deadline, but ultimately I don't read that stuff for a reason.
All right, we have a canned answer that we've saved. Tanny, you have this, right? So we'll just say, if the Marlins called and asked, here's what Jed would say.
No.
So that, yeah, it's just you saying no. We're just going to use that.
I love it. I love it.
Jed, tomorrow, my partner, Matt Spiegel, is singing the national anthem at the game.
God. Unbelievable.
Yep. Can't wait to hear the rest of this.
He literally is going to sing the national anthem tomorrow.
Singing the anthem tomorrow night at your place.
Is he gonna sing live? Is it pre-recorded? That's what I want to know.
No, it's live. It's live. Yeah, I got a guitar player. He's going to do his Jimi Hendrix thing, and I'll do my Whitney Houston thing, and we'll meet somewhere in the middle tomorrow night.
Oh man, I'm going to. I can't wait. I'm going to be out there for that.
Yes, you have to. Go down there and heckle them. Because that's what we love, is heckling the anthem.
Yeah, then you can call the radio station and critique me like I've critiqued you through the years.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I tell you what, it's funny. We always talk about that with the seventh inning stretch singers. It's like, oh, God, that was a bad one. And I'm like, who am I to criticize? I'd be terrible. So I feel like I'm going to, like, the fact that you're willing to sing in front of 36,000 to 38,000 people, I give you all the credit in the world, and I will hold my critiques.
Well, we appreciate it.
Let me tell you that.
So if they asked you, you wouldn't do it?
Do the anthem?
Yeah.
Oh God, I'd be like trampling on the flag if I sang that. That would be terrible. Yeah, I know. I think you have to know your strengths and weaknesses, and I would never do that.
All right. So wait, what about the stretch?
You do the stretch.
I do a stretch. I probably bring people with me, though, to make sure that, like, I was drowned out.
Yeah. And I might make that deal for Alcantara. Yeah. You know?
Right.
You never know.
Yeah. Here's what I'm thinking, Speaks. Next year, 10th anniversary of the World Series team.
Jed the stretch.
Theo, Rizzo, whoever goes up there and sings the stretch.
It's up to him.
Hey, it's not my department, but, yeah, certainly. I've never done it. It'd be a life experience, that's for sure. And like I said, I'm always wary when I criticize other people because you gotta know yourself. It can't be easy.
It cannot be. Jed, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Take care.
All right, man. See you later. Yeah. That's Jed Hoyer. How has he never done the stretch?
I mean, I feel like he knows someone that could allow that to happen.
Just walk
right?
on down the hall.
What is our show? The show that like fixes stuff for the Cubs?
I think so.
Like, Nico wanted to make a pizza, and now all of a sudden he's making a pizza.
I don't know if it's the same exact
thing, you wanted to sing the anthem, yeah, and now you're singing the anthem. Jed's never sang the stretch. Now he can sing the stretch.
Oh, man. Now Jed's got to pay attention. Now I'm nervous. Just happened. I don't know why, because he's Jed.
Do you want me to not talk about this anymore?
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Bad news for you.
But the rain. I don't want the rain.
Yeah, the rain.
That's what I'm afraid of.
That
now.
Would suck. Because we were trying to figure out when the makeup game would be. That would really suck. Anyway,
Texas says the day that Jed signs Kyle Tucker, they'll let him do the stretch. There we go.
I think they'll let him do whatever he wants. If that's the case, we have some giant Illini football players in our hallway.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So Speaks is going to go over there. Uh-huh. We're going to bring the football players in here, and we're going to talk some Illini football next here on The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Back at Memorial Stadium, where the place is rocking right now.
Take a look at the Illini defense.
Tunnel pressure coming. Down it goes. And it's Akis again. Four-man rush. Tunnel is going down again. Just couldn't handle that edge of Gabe Akis, who's been a pain in Michigan's backside.
Comes a four-man rush, and they get to the quarterback, Gabe Akis. With his eighth sack of the season, one of the top linebackers in the Big Ten.
Let's take a look at the Illini offense.
Pretty consistent for the most part on their offensive line. Third and goal. He goes high. Altmaier on the quarterback sneak. Northwestern thinks it's fourth down. No, it's a touchdown for Illinois.
So when you're down there, it's really hard. You know, low man wins. You can see he had to go over his center, over the top of the center in the gap.
Josh Kreutz is the center. Wofford again on the ground. A huge hole. Third touchdown of the day for Aiden Wofford.
They just collapsed that whole right side. And these guys do just a great job. Come off the ball. Look, there's nothing there. There's nothing.
They're cheering in the Wrigley Field bleachers today. For the Chicago Cubs, but for Illinois.
Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
It feels like Brett Bielema is in the head of Shane Beamer a little bit.
I mean, I saw him going out there, so I strapped on my helmet, right? I got to back up the head coach. I think a lot of our guys strapped up their helmets ready to back up our head coach.
He's playing the Jedi mind tricks from that Illinois sideline.
They cheesed it. The Cheez-It Citrus Bowl champions in 2024 are Illinois.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
It is Illini night at Wrigley Field, and we have three of the Illini's finest here in studio. It's Spiegel and Holmes show. That's Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
I'm Lawrence Holmes. Spiegs went into the other studio because we have three football players, and we only have four microphones here in the studio.
I can't break up the team, Lawrence. The three football players deserve to be together, and visually, it's more impressive to see them all together, don't you think?
I agree, and I'm glad that they are here. This is who we've got. We got Josh Kreutz here, we got Josh Geske here, and we have Gabe Akis here. Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys?
What's going on? How are you doing?
This is great. How much fun is this for you guys to travel up and know that you're going to be in front of a big old crowd tonight over at Wrigley Field?
A lot of fun.
It's going to be a cool experience.
Who's actually been to Wrigley Field before?
Well, we've all been because we just played Northwestern there at the end of the season.
Yeah, but that's different, though. This is, you guys had a mission that you were on in that game.
Yeah, that's better, I think. They've actually played on the damn field as opposed to walking around the outside. So, I mean, Who do you guys get to go? Are you singing? Or we heard rumors that it's just coach and quarterback singing. What do we got going tonight? Do you know?
Yeah, just Coach B and Luke Altmaier duetting.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. No love for the offensive line and the D end?
Oh, come on. Yeah. It's crazy.
We're just going to be there to eat hot dogs and hang out and watching the game. No pressure.
Yeah.
No pressure at all, man. We're thankful that you guys have made it here and come to hang out with us here in studio. I got to ask you guys about the end of the season. We had Coach Bielema on the show a few weeks ago. We love talking with him. He's fantastic. The Shane Beamer fight. Walk us through it. I got to know what you guys were thinking when you saw your head coach go after their head coach on the field.
Because they were all laughing, Lawrence, during the open as that played. They were all smiling, looking at each other. So go ahead. Let us in.
I was ready. I was right behind them, ready to, you know, die for my coach. So, I mean, it was pretty cool seeing them just getting into it a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with Gabe. I mean, they said they were getting upset at Coach B, and he just wanted to let them know that he wasn't going for what they were doing anymore, and we were all ready to strap it up with them. On the sideline, we all came off the sideline. We were at midfield just ready to go.
Yeah, I'd say it just gave us a ton of energy going on the field. It gave me a lot of energy, gave us some juice.
What's it like to know that that guy acts like you guys do, that he's showing the same type of fight that he asked you guys to show in practices and games?
I think it's really good. It really makes us want to get out there. It really makes us want to play harder when we have a coach that he is always like that. He's always intense. He's always wanting us to practice hard and just the way he is at all times.
It's just a testament of how, like, Coach B really is, and it's pretty cool to see him, like, just being the same person no matter what the circumstances.
I think it really shows that what our culture is and how we have each other's back, and it shows what we're all about.
This is a special moment in Illinois football. I mean, you guys are playing well. You got a ton of starters returning, and Brett is an unbelievable ambassador. Like, are you guys aware, and Josh, we can start with you, like, are you aware of, like, this kind of moment of renaissance for Illinois football? It's pretty good stuff.
We try not to get too caught up in it. We're trying to get better and better each and every season. Obviously, we're trying to take a step off last season. Right now, we're in workouts, and we're just trying to get stronger, faster. And when practice comes, we're going to keep trying to get better and better every day.
Well, you guys have all seen this thing grow from the time that you walked into Champaign to where it is now. Gabe, I'll start with you. What do you think is the biggest difference in what Illini football looked like when you got there versus what it is today?
Just the mentality we have. You know, we always talk about being tough, smart, dependable. You know, and as coming in as a freshman, I didn't really understand what that was at first. But, you know, Coach Reed does a really good job just in the meeting rooms and just harping on being tough, smart, dependable and living our just routine every day. And, you know, living out just, you know, each year just, you know, building off of that and just continue to build off that tough, smart, dependable and just, you know, having that routine.
And you had a chance to – you could have gone into the draft this past year. What made you say, I want to stick around?
You know, we got goals in mind, you know, so – and, Champaign's been home for me, and why not another year just, you know, ride out with my guys for one final year. And, you know, we got a lot of players coming back, so it was an easy decision. You know, playing for Coach B and the staff is really a no-brainer.
So there was NFL offers, but we read there were, like, NIL offers from SEC teams as well. Like, you got options all over the place. It's got to be a crazy time to be a college football player in that sense. Did you even consider that, Gabe, or did you just want to stay?
No, I didn't consider it. I don't really chase the money. I just, you know, I really love the family aspect of Illinois, and, you know, it was a no-brainer, as I said, just want to play for Coach B and, you know, with my guys another year. And, you know, other teams can't, you know, bring the brotherhood that we have.
All right, Josh G, let me ask you about this. From the time that you walked in the door to now, what would you say the biggest difference is in Illini football?
I'd say the biggest difference is that Coach B's been here and he's had time to settle in and then get everyone to be on the same page as him. He brings the same culture every day. He shows up. He's, you know, one of the first ones in the building, most of the time the first one, because I like to get there early. He's usually the first one in. He's been there every day. He does the same stuff every day, and his culture is really starting to rub off, I'd say, on the players. And I think that's one of the big things with him is that everyone's seeing what we've been working on. We've been doing the same thing, and that's what we're going to continue to do. We're going to live with that culture, and that's what we're going to bring Illinois football to.
How important is it for a player when you guys see it work? When you've been hearing coach say, well, you got to do this and you got to do this, and then you see it work with yourself and with your teammates and their success to back up what they're saying?
It's great to see it. Like when I first came in, you know, I came in as a little undersized, but it was like watching the other people that were here, you know, succeed with Coach B and then Coach Miller, seeing the coaching work, the culture work to grow, get bigger, faster, stronger, you know, living the same culture that I've been living since I've been in high school. And Coach B really exemplifies that.
What about you, Josh K?
For me, I think specifically I'm talking about situational football. We go over that a lot in practice, and we go over it in meetings, and we talk about end of half situations, end of game situations, and those things, when we go over them in practice, sometimes it can be a little tedious, but when we show up to the game, we execute them and they work, and we score touchdowns, field goals, and it puts us in games. I think that is one of the main things that, for me, when Coach B does it in meetings, I really pay attention.
Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score. We're with Josh K and Josh G and Gabe Jackis here from the Illinois football team. All right, Josh Geske, what's it like playing next to Josh Kreutz? Because Josh Geske is a 6'5", 325-pound academic All-America left guard, but you are next to a Kreutz. We know of the Kreutzes and the center lifestyle and the demeanors. We can only assume that that's what Josh is like on the field. What's it like playing next to him?
It's a guy I wouldn't want anyone else to have my back. Whenever something happens on the field, I know he's got my back every single play. You know, it gets a little chippy in the trenches sometimes.
No!
It's great to have him having your back. And then, you know, I think he compliments my play great, and I compliment his. You know, he's pretty fast off the ball, and it's pretty nice to have someone that has your back and everything.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, Josh K, how much of your dad's kind of demeanor do you bring to your football game, in your opinion, you think?
I'm not sure exactly how to correlate that, but I try to. I try to play the game how it should be played and how I was taught to play it. I try to do that to the best of my ability.
Yeah. I mean, it's a position where you got to be smart as hell, but you got to be nasty too, right?
That is true.
You like the nasty or the smart, or you like both of them?
I like both. I think both makes a good center.
And look, I covered your dad, and then I did a television show with your dad, and now I do a radio show with your dad. So I've had a chance to like watch football with him, and it's like going to grad school. Like all the stuff that he knows and that he shares, was there ever a point where you were like, Dad, I got it. Like, you're throwing a lot at me. I need a little time to catch my breath.
I don't think I ever had that moment. I just want to learn, and I just try to learn football at all times, whether that be watching centers in the NFL, watching games, or watching games with my dad or film. I just try to keep learning football because that's how I'm going to take another step.
It's cool. Like, it's a very cool thing to see all of you guys succeed, because no one really knew, like, if the Illini program was ever going to find its way back to being one of the top-tier teams in the Big Ten. So for you guys now to see that you guys were playing in a bowl game against a team that had a legitimate argument to be in the college football playoff last year, you guys weren't far off from being a team that could have found itself in the college football playoff. So now that the Illini football program is kind of back on the map, how do you stay there? Gabe, I'm going to start with you on that.
You know, you always talk about not dwelling on the past, and, it's good. You know, last season was good, but we just got to keep taking a step forward and, you know, just keep getting stronger, bigger, faster, and stronger. And working hard and making sure we're taking care of our bodies and just, you know, making sure we're doing the things that we're supposed to do and just, you know, having our routine, watching film, and making sure that we're just, you know, taking care of our bodies, because this is important, because no one cares what we did last year. It's about being consistent and doing it again, you know, every game and every play.
Considering that there were teams in the Big Ten that made a big jump, Indiana made a big jump last year, found themselves in the college football playoff. Penn State obviously was really good last season as well. What do you guys think, and I'll have the Joshes answer this question, what do you guys think it's going to take to take that next step, because you guys are right there. What's it going to take that next step where we're talking about you guys in January?
I think personally right now in the summer, it starts in the weight room right now. It starts in conditioning. It starts in how we eat. And there's no secret sauce, right? We're going to have to practice hard. We're going to have to watch film. And all those things need to be done for us to take another step. Based off last year, that's what I think needs to be done.
I couldn't agree more. I think that building off of that is living your routine. You know, you're able to do the same thing every day. You know, you if you're able to make your routine the best it possibly is, and it starts now, it doesn't start on game day, it doesn't start game week. You got to be able to build it consistently throughout the summer, know how your body works with everything, and just building it now and doing stuff consistently throughout the year, make the boring, keep doing the boring stuff right, so that way on game day, you know, it's easy.
So how do you eat, Josh?
How do I eat?
Yeah, both of you. But Josh mentioned, like, it's about how you eat. So Josh K mentioned. But, like, what is it for you guys?
What did you have to give up is what we're asking. Like,
it's true.
As guys, that big guys that can put on weight when you want to or might need to, what do you have to give up when you're trying to get yourself in game shape? What's the that guilty pleasure thing that you have to, like, oh, man, I can't this week. I got weigh in on Tuesday.
For me, I don't really have that food because I'm a type 1 diabetic, so I've had to be curious about my diet and what I eat, when I eat it, how it affects my blood sugar and everything with that. So actually when I needed to put on weight when I first got to college, it was just eating a lot more protein, eating a lot more carbs, a lot more insulin, a lot more with that. So I like having barbecues and I like eating protein that way, you know, have the guys over and grill some meat.
Josh, what's yours?
For me, I just kind of eat. I mostly try to eat just steak and like chicken and rice and that kind of, but that's the stuff I enjoy eating. So if I can sit down and have a steak or have a burger or have chicken, like that's the stuff I like to eat. So that's what I eat.
Gabe, what about you? Is there any food that is when you actually get a break from training, you're like, thank God, because I wanted this ice cream.
Yeah, so I'm Caribbean, so my family from the island. So, you know, whenever I get the chance to go home, you know, I just...
Patties.
Yeah, the patties and the oxtails and the rice and peas and the jerk chicken. But, you know, I try to stay away from all that stuff because, you know, I come back a little heavier than expected.
Look at you guys out here being all conscious about stuff and being in shape. It's great.
It's much more adult than us.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It's just remarkable, man.
I mean, I've actually had the lecture from Josh's dad about that.
All right.
He's been real good about lean protein is the way to go.
So speaking of that, when we had your coach on, guys, we had Brett Bielema on. We had to ask, like, what it's like to coach Olin's kids because we know Olin so well. He's our colleague. So here's something Brett said about you, Josh.
I came in. Josh Crutz was committed to us. He had already signed before I even became the head coach. So I reached out to him and I talked to him, but I had never met or talked to Olin really. It was during COVID, kind of an unusual time, but got a chance to meet Olin. But then I remember calling him that first year, and Josh had got hurt during fall camp. And you know, usually when a kid has an injury that is, you know, somewhat severe, he was going to miss some time with a knee injury. And I called Olin. I said, hey, you know, Josh got rolled up today and, you know, talked about it. And he didn't ask about the injury. He didn't ask what type of, he said, well, did he act, lay there and cry about it, or did he get up and walk off? And
I mean, that's amazing. So do you, I think you behaved well, right, Josh? I think you behaved in a way that would make Olin proud that day.
I got up and I got off the field, but that's what's expected in our family, and that's how I expect my brother to be and all my sisters, and that's the way we expect to play sports.
He said, Olin said, by the way, that your sister is the toughest athlete in the family.
She is tough. She's playing volleyball in Miami, Ohio. If you've ever played a sport with her, you would know that she's tough. You don't want to get on her bad side. My younger sisters are also tough, and it was my younger brother, but that sister that's playing in Miami, yeah, Ohio, she's tough.
Yeah, he said toughest athlete in the family, no doubt.
Oh, that is so much love. I love hearing that. Well, congratulations, guys. Guys, on what you've already accomplished. And I know that you're not trying to look back, but I'm looking forward to see what you guys do this season because everything's kind of lined up. Like, everyone knows what type of ball you guys like to play, how hard it is to beat you guys, whether it's on the road. I mean, Michigan knows, you know, like there's a lot of teams in this conference now that look at you and go, oh, those guys are here now. So you've got a little bit of a target on your back this year, but I think that's exactly what everyone wanted, right? Like, the respect to go in and be like, people have to be ready for Illinois football.
We talked about this earlier, actually, even last year, like, teams will know because they have the film, right? But now we're getting a little more national recognition, and it keeps sounding like we keep saying the same thing over and over again. But for us, it's just practice. It's just film. It's just getting in the weight room. And all those things will lead us into having a good season this year.
Well, we appreciate you guys being here, and it's Illini night at Wrigley Field.
Have fun tonight, yeah, man. And just one thought. Don't let the coach and quarterback sing alone. You know, it's like, you guys are big. Nobody's going to stop you. Just storm that booth and take that microphone away.
So wait, I feel the opposite. I feel like these guys have kind of all been like, we don't need the spotlight. We're there to have a good time.
All right, they're nodding.
Let the quarterback. He wants to be the star. Let the quarterback go out there
Which
and
is
sing
it,
on
guys?
His own.
Which is it?
I'm going to be okay with my hot dog and just sitting there watching the game, hanging out. So I'm good on singing tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Luke have the spotlight, you know, because he's a quarterback, pretty boy. So
see? See? That's exactly how it goes.
There it is. There it is.
Guys, yep. Thank you for being in here. Good luck this season, man. We're all watching. We hope you do well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Look at these guys, man. Yeah, man. This is great.
It's going to be an extra level of investment in Illinois football with the conversations we've had with Brett and now getting to know these guys, us and our listeners, and it's going to be a good year to watch too.
Josh Kreutz, Josh Geske, and Gabe Akis, guys. Fantastic. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All Absolutely. Right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk a little bit more about that Devers trade, especially since we had the conversation with Jed Hoyer about it. Spiegel and Holmes returns after this on The Score.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This segment is being sponsored by Audi Exchange Highland Park. They are really tremendous. Come see all the new 2025 Audi Q5 and A5s this summer at Audi Exchange in Highland Park. And My friends over at Audi Exchange in St. Charles, choose from a great selection of new Audis with special low 2.99% financing for 72 months. Visit AudiExchange.com.
What can we learn from baseball executives when they learn something? We'll talk about it next on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.